From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Christians around the world celebrated the birth of Jesus today. At the Vatican, Pope Benedict said a special prayer for peace and goodwill in the Holy Land, in Lebanon, and in Iraq. We begin our program tonight from Iraq, where Christians make up less than 3% of the population. Many are leaving the country as they see it increasingly divided along ethnic lines. But today, many Christians defied their fears about security and turned out for Christmas Day Mass in Baghdad. NPR's Jamie Terabay has this report.
Standing at the altar in brilliant vestments, an Orthodox priest sings a Christmas blessing to a sparse crowd. Attendance at St. Peter and St. Paul's Cathedral in Baghdad Christmas morning was thin at first, but as the priest continued his blessings, more people turned up. Women wearing fur-lined collars and pointy-toed boots with salon-coiffed curls walked in. They donned white lace veils as they stood in the different pews. Following the men, although in nowhere near as great a number, were the men in suits. Slowly the pews filled and the sound of singing grew louder and louder until it filled the cathedral and there was nowhere left to sit. During the service, the priest apologized to everyone for not being able to visit the different neighborhoods as he has in the past, as part of the Christmas custom here. But being a Christian has its own dangers in Iraq, and in his sermon, the priest prayed for a better future. He says, "Please accept our blessings and congratulations, which we pass on to each and every one of you here instead." And then he wished everyone a happy Christmas, peaceful life, with blessings from God. After a procession around the cathedral, the crowd spilled out into the courtyard. For Iraq's Christians, it was a rare opportunity to be outdoors in their finery, and they did it this year in much greater numbers than last Christmas. Saher Asghar is here with his wife Wasan. They were married at the cathedral 3 months ago. Wasan says coming to Mass is the only time she's been able to leave the house. Saher says Iraqi Christians in particular have reason to worry.
As Christians, we are afraid of the future. And we are suffering a lot here because we are a minority and no one's protecting us. Not any system is protecting us.
Not only are Christians a religious minority here, they're also an ethnic minority. Because he's a Christian, Saher Asghar says no one will employ him. He has little hope the next government will protect minority rights when it eventually comes together.
They're all fighting for their own interests, but not for the interests of the Christians in Iraq. Most of the Christians are hoping to leave Iraq to live in Europe and America because they want to live with people who understand them.
Many have already left. Under Saddam Hussein, Christians enjoyed a certain acceptance. But once the regime fell, Christians who sold alcohol in stores were forced to shut down or were bombed out by Islamic fundamentalists. Last summer, militants struck churches in Baghdad and Mosul on the same day, killing at least seven and wounding dozens. Iraqi Christians feel threatened by compatriots who view them as collaborators of the American occupation. They see little room for their rights in a government that is expected to be made up almost entirely of Sunnis, Shiites and Kurds, who will be fighting their own battles for recognition. Abu Mina has sold Christmas trees for years here in Baghdad. He says the number of people who come to buy them is dropping every year.
The country is getting worse and worse. People are afraid to go out because there have been so many explosions at the markets.
Abu Mina didn't go to Christmas Mass. Fear kept him at home.
I'm afraid for my baby girl. If I go to church and an explosion happens, she might become an orphan. So I can't go. Last year I risked my life when I went, but this year, no. Because this year, our country is worse than before.
But the street outside the cathedral at the end of the service was crowded. Groups of young men and women loitered and talked. For some, it was their only chance to socialize, so they took their time, not knowing when they would next get the opportunity. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.